Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 31, we were taught that we must take full responsibility for our sins, repent of them, and confess them to God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, we read this, that you put off concerning the former conversation, that is, before you're saved, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Put off is like taking off these clothes and putting on new ones. But it's also the idea of putting off the throne in your heart, that old man that has ruled you, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, you're renewed in the spirit of your mind when all of a sudden your mind, instead of being the things of the world, are now in the things of the Word of God. And you seek to know Him. You seek to obey Him. You seek to find His will. And therefore you put on the new man. And that new man, if it's right, after God, it is created in righteousness, that is obedience to the commands and will of God, and true holiness, separate from the world, separated unto righteousness, unto God. And when we're that way, we'll have the obituaries of David. Well, there were those who forgot. And they fled because they had the flesh on the throne. Variance ruled them. And they find out too late that these type of ungrateful lives lead to the obituary of a failure. Yes, even the last day of his life, Saul committed suicide instead of just taking what God had for him in patient endurance. And my friend, as we look at it, you can have the obituary in heaven of a David, or you can have the obituary of a Saul. Now, David wasn't a perfect man, as we told you about his sin with Bathsheba and murder, and then later the numbering of Israel that he wasn't supposed to do. But yet each time, it was a full confession, a full repentance, and a ready for God to pour out his judgment on it. And you see, the heart that wants to be right with God doesn't make excuses. It doesn't look and blame others. It says, I'm the one. I'm personally responsible. The Bible says that every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. And one day, my friend, you're going to stand before God, and you're going to have to give him an account. Are you ready? Are you ready for that account? You see, I would 1 trillion times rather be Saul in heaven than the best man in hell. And the worst obituary in eternity will be the man that dies without Christ. Even though in our eyes he may seem like a good man, the Bible still says this, that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We find out in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. Now, you and I would look at some things, we'd say, well, that's not bad. As a matter of fact, that's good. But you see, you and I are not the ones that measure bad and good. We don't really know what bad and good is. We watch a little boy, he's told to wash his hands after he's petted the dog and he's played in the mud and all that, and he washes his hands, and he looks at him when he gets done, he says they're good. Goes out, and his mother sends him back in. He may have to go in two or three times before his mother says, okay, now you can come to the table. And what seemed good to that little boy was not really good in the eyes of the one that counted. And my friend, you may seem good to me, and you may seem good to yourself, but the one that counts is the Lord. He's the judge. And every one of us will give an account one day, and we won't be able to blame David. We won't be able to blame the Amalekites or the other people of our country. We won't be able to blame the people in the church. Everyone will give an account of himself to God. Oh, yes, your sins can affect many other people. But the worst effect is on you if you die without Christ. You see, in admitting that you're a sinner, admitting that your sin comes short of the glory of God is also to admit, I deserve to go to hell. I have ruled my life, and as a result, I should go to hell. And therefore, sing the tender mercies of God. You're willing to turn to Him. Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He's appointed a day in which you will judge the world by that man, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom He hath raised from the dead. You know, when you repent, it's to turn. It means to change the mind. It means to turn from. Yes, you're turning from sin, but yet you can't get rid of your sin. I can't get rid of my sin. So how do we get rid of sin? We turn to Jesus, and just like David, we ask Him to cleanse us. We ask Him to wash us thoroughly. We ask Him to create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. You see, Jesus, who is God, for the Bible says that God is the Spirit, and He has existed in eternity past. We're told in John chapter 1, verse 3, that without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the Creator. He even upholds all things by the word of His power. And so Jesus is the God Almighty in the flesh. He came and He died on the cross for your sins, because none of us could die for ourselves. See, if I'm going to do it my own way, then I have to die, go to hell, have the power to raise out of hell, re-enter my body, come out of a grave, and make my body eternal. And my friend, I can't do that, and you can't. No one else can. Only Jesus. He was the sinless Son of God. He died for your sin. He died for my sin. He gave His heart and life for you and me. And believing that He died on the cross for our sins, for 1 Peter 2:24 says that He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. 1 John 2:2 says that He died for the sins of the whole world. He is the propitiation, the final, full, entire payment for all sin for all time. And so, my friend, He died for you and for me. And as a result, we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, yet sinners, Christ died for us. I can't get good enough for the Lord. I got to come to Him as I am and allow Him to come into my life as Lord and God. You see, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, that's pretty grim news, but it's honest news. But it's not the only news, because that's only half of that verse. The wages of what I have earned is to go to hell for all eternity and be tormented day and night forever and ever in the lake of fire. That's my wage. That's what I've earned. But the gift, not what I've earned, but the gift of God, the second half of that verse, the great and glorious news, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's the Lord. We find out that if you're going to have eternal life, there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved, Acts 4, verse 12. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you're going to go to heaven, you only go through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. So we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not his own righteousness, but Christ's righteousness, being applied to your account. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, God wants to save your soul. He wants to give you everlasting life. And he'll do that if you'll call upon him and you let him come in. He's going to cleanse you of your sin, and he's going to become your father. Doesn't mean we'll never sin again, but just like a father, he'll chasten us. That is, he'll spank us when we need spanked. He'll give us the correction when we need correction. But he'll also give us the encouragement. And he'll give us the love and the joy when we walk in obedience to him. You can have that right now. You can have that right where you are. He said that if you'd call upon him, believing this, he would save you. Will you do it? Right now, why don't you, right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up physically, bodily, from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you honestly meant it, then would you write us and let us know? We want to encourage you to tell someone else about it. Matter of fact, I would say tell at least two about it. Tell somebody that you know what you've done. And also, if you don't have a church, then look in the yellow pages of your telephone book or in the internet now. I guess most people use, but go there and find churches, Baptist, Fundamental, Independent. Call up, find out if they're still using this King James Bible, find out if their music is right, and then tell the pastor of the decision that you have just made. If you do go to a church already, tell that pastor the decision you made, and then they'll tell you the next thing to do. You can also go to our website. I have on there the booklet Building Blocks, and you can follow that along, and that booklet on Building Blocks will tell you the next steps in your Christian life. It'll also instruct you in how to grow in your Christian life, how to know the Lord so much better, how to walk with him each and every day. And that's right on the website. It's free. All you have to do is go there, open it up, and read it. If you're not on the web, you can write us, and we'll be more than happy to send that to you. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.